You know Zoe from Nat 28, the contemporary music ensemble that's brought rich, diverse, and inventive music and performance venues on traditional classical instruments. And Zoe has a solo show coming up, and we'll talk a little bit more about that solo show after she plays. But it's going to be just a few weeks away, September 14th and 15th, just 1 week away, at Carnegie Stage in Carnegie. We'll talk more about that. The show is called My Own Route. But first, we'll take a listen here on flute from My Own Route is Zoe Sorrell.
Since that day, pain followed me, and long I searched to be set free. I sought out other broken souls and heard of their abandoned goals. I climbed up hills of tragedy and saw through teary histories. Through my travels, I had learned all women are at some point spurned. And when my wound began to scar, I thought my peace could not be far. I thought that soon my pain would mend, and that my suffering would end. Alas, that is the woman's plight. That for herself she cannot fight. For peace and protection I yearned. And so, to my gods, I turned. I asked the gods to make me strong. And let me feel that I belong. They promised I would be secure and never used for man's pleasure. The gods devised my rescue plan, and so they turned me into a man. Thus, his beginning was my end. And only this would let me mend.
Zoe Sorrell, and you've garnered a lot of attention and feedback just now. I was responding to a few folks who wanted to know information about the show, and I just put up a link on Facebook, our Facebook page at SLB Radio. We'll give you details in a moment, too. But tell me about that piece. That was just incredible to hear. Performance poetry and flute, and also your voice. I don't need to describe it. We just heard it, but I've never heard anything quite like that, which is what I like about you, the things you create using, you know, I'm looking at a flute pretty much just like any other flute. I'm looking at a person who, you know, is equipped with what most people have, and you just are so inventive. Tell me about that work.
Well, thank you. That piece is called Canis. The music was composed by Theo Chandler, and all of the poetry I wrote myself. And we collaborated on that piece in 2015 and created a new technique called speak flute, where I had written the poem, and he had an idea about the music, but we didn't want something where I speak, and then I play, and then I speak, and then I play. We wanted something where there was a little bit more organic of a relationship between the two. And one of the really cool things about the flute is it's a great amplifier for mouth sounds. So when I make, you know, percussive sounds with my mouth, plosives and things like that, the flute picks those up and it amplifies them. And so how could we actually use that with intention and make that a really organic part of the sound of the music? That piece is part of my Syrinx project, which will constitute the second half of my own route. The Syrinx project is a commissioning series I've been working on since 2011 now that tells the stories of women from Greek mythology but looks at their stories through various lenses of contemporary feminism. This piece in particular is looking at the character of Canis, who is a really, really just powerful story, very relatable to modern life as a woman. And I couldn't not tell the story. Most people don't know it. So yeah.
Now, in 8 years, you've been working on this, which is remarkable in and of itself. But that's a significant part of your life.
Yes.
A very rich part of your life as you've evolved as an artist is. Well, can you tell me a little bit about what that's been like? I mean, you're a very different person now than you were 7 years ago.
Absolutely. So this project really, I mean, part of what's interesting, the project, it starts with part one, and then it always, every time I perform, it goes through whatever the newest part that's been created is. And so the idea is it'll continue to grow until basically I'm not physically capable of adding any more to it and playing anymore. And right now we're through four parts. Part four will be premiered as a part of my own route next weekend. And it came about because I was giving my junior recital in undergrad at Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio. And as the good and dutiful student that I was assigned to learn Claude Debussy's solo flute piece, Syrinx. And I was learning the piece, and it's beautiful. But I went in, I did some research, and I realized it was traditionally written to accompany dance, telling the story of Pan and Syrinx. And yet I think classical musicians have totally divorced the music from the storytelling aspect of it. And I wanted to bring that back. So at the time I was dancing, I was writing a lot of poetry, and I thought, how can I use both of these to create a version of this music that truly brings these characters to life, that empowers Syrinx as a character? How can I explore the characters behind this beyond doing it just through the sound of the flute?
Are all of the pieces you've created is part of this project? Do they sample Debussy at all, or is there a relationship, or was that work simply a springboard to move forward?
Yeah, so that piece constitutes a springboard. It was, you know, it brings people in. We already know this piece, and yet here's the story behind it. And here's some stories that we're not telling that we should be. And, you know, this is another example where this piece literally maps out my progression as an artist, too, because it began with the studied, the canonical piece, and then it turns into brand new music that I've created alongside living composers.
How exciting. This is Zoe Sorrell, and her show is coming up. I keep wanting to say one woman's show, but I don't think that's the right way to describe it. It's a one-person show or a solo show. She takes the stage. It's called My Own Route. And it's going to be at a venue that you may not be familiar with. It's called Carnegie Stage. And can you tell us a little bit about that venue?
It's an incredible theater down in Carnegie, PA. It's really easy to get to. Parking is free and ample. It's beautiful, almost around theater. Like, you sit on three sides. It's the people that run it are great, and they one of the things that their mission specializes in is supporting female playwrights. And
that's great.
So,
is it a church that it's in an old? No, it's a
okay. A theater. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was there. Now we've put a link to it, and it's in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. So you won't have too much trouble. And Carnegie is not very far from Pittsburgh. And the show is going to run September 14th, Saturday, at 8 o'clock, and then September 15th, Sunday, at 7 o'clock. And you can go and see it there. We've linked to Zoe's event page for it from SLB Radio. We should talk just a little bit more about you, if you have a moment, because while we've followed you so closely with Nat 28, some folks have never met you before. Where are you from originally?
So I've moved around a lot. I am a dual citizen of the United States and England, and I grew up in both countries and lived in eight different states in the United States. So Pittsburgh is the first place that I've proudly proclaimed as home, which is great. I'm happy to be here.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I came to Pittsburgh to pursue my master's degree in flute performance at Carnegie Mellon University. I graduated in 2017.
Okay, and I'm glad you've stayed here, too. Now, I should have asked you this question off air first, but I assume Nat 28 will be back and performing. You've put so much energy into it. Is there a season planned coming up?
Yeah, so the season announcement should be out soon. Saturday, October 12th is our first performance of the season.
Good. So I'm happy to hear that that's going to be taking place. Nat 28, I mean, you've done incredible work getting a new music ensemble up and running. And it's got to be kind of, I guess, energizing and maybe liberating to, while it's fun to play with other folks, being at one on stage with yourself in the audience has got to be a pretty amazing experience with this show. Is liberating the right word, or just?
It's definitely liberating. It's also incredibly challenging, incredibly demanding in a different way. Whereas when I'm at the helm of Nat 28, I'm thinking very much about community needs, about ensemble needs and things like that. This show has been truly like, I'm allowed to be the angry feminist that I want to be on stage in this show, which is something you can't do as a part of a nonprofit very often. And that's been very liberating, but also very, very challenging.
That's interesting. You can be limited by what you're able to do. You're not the only one who feels that way. So this, it sounds like, really gives you a chance to completely take stock of your artistic and the temperament and really your authentic feelings and let them out. While you're performing with Nat 28, you're probably thinking about, although the Nat 28 goes past a lot of boundaries, you're probably always thinking about certain boundaries, perhaps not musical ones, but other ones that you need to stay in. Mm-hmm. It should be a really good show. Did My Own Route as a name come to you right away? It makes sense because you've certainly followed your own path.
Absolutely. So My Own Route is also the name of my premier solo album that I'm currently recording. And it began as the name of the album, and then it became a name of the movement I feel like I'm in, where I belong to the classical music community and I love being a part of that community, but I also have always sort of run against the grain of a lot of things that community was built upon and stand for, and finding my own way to be a classical musician has been really my mission for the last decade.
That's tremendous. Zoe, the performances will be September 14th, 8 o'clock, and September 15th, 7 o'clock at the Carnegie Stage in Carnegie. Is there anything else you would like to mention or about what's coming up, or just about what's been happening with you lately?
Absolutely. So one of the things that you unfortunately don't get to experience via radio that you will get to see at this show is all of the tremendous choreography and lighting design that have gone into this show. It's not often, I think, that you get to see a flutist dancing and screaming at the same time. And so we'll see how that goes. I'll be right there with you seeing how it turns out.
Yeah, it should be fun. And just hearing poetry from a flutist at the same time while playing is pretty great. Well, look for Zoe Sorrell, and again, it's My Own Route. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.